The four horses rushed Serena along at a cracking pace. Truffin was seated on the sturdy shoulders of a young male called Trout Lad. Muta brought up the rear. For all her seasons and girth, she was still nimble and swift. Three shadows threw alternating patterns of sun and shade over the Southwarders as they fled up the thick-timbered hillside. McGrew halted at the bottom of the causeway steps, leading down from the castle plateau. His keen eyes picked up the movements of a small group racing up the wooded tor across the valley. A rat captain named Gatchag stuck his sword into the ground and sank down on his haunches beside the quivering weapon, shaking his head knowingly.
They're a while like two brace of wood pigeons. Nah, you won't catch him now. Take my word for it.
Swift as a flash, the Urgan Nagru grabbed Gatchag's sword and slew him with a single powerful slash. The shock that ran through the rats was registered in a single moan like a sudden gale running through long wheat. Nagru threw the blade down on the lifeless body.
Any beast got more strong opinions to voice can join him! Up on your paws, slop mouths, before I let daylight into some of your skulls! Mingle, take 12 and circle right. Riv and I, take another 12 and circle in from the left. The rest of you follow me. We'll go straight up after them. If we shift fast enough, they'll be cut off from three ways. In my horde, a slow rat is a dead one! Now move!
Rab's stream battle and six of his otters watched anxiously as the fugitives toiled uphill. Rab's mate Iris fitted a stone to her sling.
Those rats are coming on fast, Rab. They're going to pincer in front of our lot before they get here. What'll we do?
The otter leader loosed an arrow, picking off one of Mingol's front runners. Laying another shaft on his bowstring, he took aim and said,
We'll have to buy him some time by holding off the rats. Lay on and make every shot count.
The otters attacked with a will. Arrows, sling stones and short javelins whipped skillfully down the wooded slope to left and right, peppering the horde rats and harrying their pincer movements. Rab hurtled forward and reached the fugitives. He ran past them, calling out,
Keep going! There's help ahead, mates! Hurry! Nagru's right behind you! I'll keep him busy!
Rab's stream battle was a warrior who did not know the meaning of fear. The most skilled weapon beast among otters, now he showed his mettle. Planting both footpaws firmly, he threw off his quiver and with a speed born of desperation began zipping arrows into the ranks of Nagru's rats. The fox-wolf was sorry he had not slain the fierce otter on first sight. Leaping to one side, he dodged behind a scrub oak, leaving the rat immediately behind to die by the arrow that was meant for him. Another rat screamed and leaped high, transfixed by Rab's next shaft. Nagru cursed silently, wishing he had brought a bow and arrows along. Flailing his claws wildly, he shouted,
Idiots! Move about! Duck and dodge! Use your arrows and spears! He's only one otter!
A deadly shot from Rab pinned a rat to a rowan tree. Grim-faced, he called out as he strung another arrow.
Aye, I'm only one otter, but here I stand. Try and pass, scum!